06 AA Laguna Beach, K208 AM Newport Beach, a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio. Ever notice how the music sounds better on a Friday? That's because it's Friday on a Friday.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
On the SoCal Sound.
Are you ready for some brand new Thom Yorke? Of course you are. Here it is.
Let the demons out.
Thom Yorke. Dialing In was the brand new Thom Yorke. That's for a show. I don't know what show. Some new show's coming out. Thom Yorke wrote a song. He just keeps doing stuff. It's Friday on a Friday. Jason Friday.
Yo.
You're coming in at the very last minute.
It is.
Happening.
I mean.
You look a little sweaty. Were you running?
I was.
If anyone knew what's happened in the last hour or so, you would laugh to see what happens.
Gracious.
Sometimes before a radio show and all the things that Jason's been doing in this morning. Anyway, here we are. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Friday on a Friday. We have the pleasure of having Matt Blake in the studio.
Matthew
as
Nathaniel
well.
Blakenheimer.
Throw him on the air. We don't get to do this very often.
Oh, I wasn't ready.
Oh, hey. Matt is our director of digital
content.
Broadcast.
Content.
Broadcast. No, it's broadcast. Digital broadcast.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I got it right this time.
Yeah, so technically I'm not allowed to be going terrestrial.
Oh, yeah. You just have to stay digital.
I have to stay digital. So turn your... No, don't.
We have some fun stuff happening on the program today. Charlie Crockett is playing the Hollywood Bowl on Thursday, along with Leon Bridges. We have two pairs of tickets that we're giving away, not just yet. Maybe in like 10 minutes or so.
Yep.
This is how we glue you to the radio and we force you to stay here. It is a radio tease. Not only do you get tickets to the show, which is Thursday at the Hollywood Bowl, there is a Charlie Crockett meet and greet. Two pairs of tickets.
Wow.
So that's coming up, a little specialness happening. I don't know if you guys remember, there's this amazing jazz band from Leeds called The Sorcerers. Do you remember, Matt?
I always knew. I never forgot.
We did an album dive last year. It was one of my favorite albums. We did an album dive. Well, guess what? They've got another new album called Other Worlds and Habitats.
Woo!
It comes out on July 11th, and they've just released this song. We're going to... Are you guys in a jazz mood?
I'm always in a jazz mood.
Yeah, let's get into it. This song is called Beneath the Dunes. New music from the Sorcerers. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
magical show today. That is Grizzly Bear and the song Knife. 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
It's Friday on a Friday.
I know.
We made it to the weekend, everybody.
Man, it's so funny. This was like a, how do you say this, quote-unquote shorter week.
But it was filled with insanity.
It feels like it was longer than a normal week. So I don't know. I'm not sure how to feel yet. Yeah.
So Grizzly Bear, they put their band on pause. A lot of bands pause.
Yeah.
But they unpaused. They've officially unpaused, and they are going to be doing some shows. They're going to be playing The Shrine Wednesday, November 12th. I was just looking online. I think tickets went on sale officially at 10 a.m. I think we should have gotten in there because it looks like we could have gotten some really good seats. But there are still some tickets available. Grizzly Bear is back. They haven't played a show. It's at least 6 years. They haven't put out a record in longer time than that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping there's some new music. It's very exciting. Nick Harcourt and I are on the case. We're going to find out what's going on. I'd love to have the band come in and chat about why now, why you're back.
Yeah.
And just be joyous about it.
Oh, yeah.
And celebrate. Okay, so we have been pimping that we've got some concert tickets to give away OG style with a phone call. Charlie Crockett and Leon Bridges playing the Hollywood Bowl on Thursday of next week. Do you want to go to the show? We've got two pairs of tickets. It includes a meet and greet with Charlie Crockett, who was just our artist in residence. He guest DJ'd here at the station for the month of May, which is pretty exciting.
Totally.
So if you would like to call, caller 3 and 4 right now, 818-677-3090. Hillary is manning the phones. 818-677-3090. Caller 3 and 4 will each get a pair of tickets for Charlie Crockett, Leon Bridges, Hollywood Bowl next Thursday. Also a meet and greet with Charlie Crockett.
That's insane. Remember, when you get the busy signal, you call, you hang up and you redial. Remember that feeling calling up for concert tickets to stations?
Back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And then it would keep being busy.
I can't get through, and then finally it would get through. And
I worked at a little country station in the beginning of my career in Florida. And I remember, I think I did a contest, and I was like, caller 10. And it was like on the overnight.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, I was caller 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I was like, wow,
That's so great.
That was
very
funny. So good luck out there. I hope you enjoyed my country accent when I worked in country radio at WDKC in Fort Pierce, Florida. We're going to get into some Charlie Crockett right now. This is $10 Cowboy.
Woo.
Give me a $10 bill, and I'll give you a $10 Cowboy.
All right.
88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I'm a $10 cowboy, maybe that's a fact. I got some inhibitions, they might be holding me back. I've been seeing this portrait attached to a small fee. Oh, a $10 cowboy who looks a lot like me. If you're a $10 cowboy, then you already know that there never was a rider who couldn't be thrown. Even Billy McLean fell off a time or two. He was a $10 cowboy who looked a lot like you. I'm a $10 cowboy, I play a little guitar. People always ask me if I'm a rodeo star. Doubt if I got 8 seconds, but I can sing you a song. Like a big bull rider, I'm steady holding on. Thank you. see the $10 cowboy. He leads a colorful life. Don't you worry about him. He knows he only died twice. Like Billy McLean, he's the last of his breed. He's just a $10 cowboy who looks a lot like me. He looks a lot like me. He looks a lot like me. Yeah. When I was out there on them street corners learning to stand behind this guitar, $10 was a whole lot of money. Cowboy, cowboy singer, both highly hazardous occupations. Look out.
I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
The OG, Johnny Cash, I Walk the Line. Coming out of Charlie Crockett, we had a lot of excitement. A lot of people wanted these Charlie Crockett tickets.
Oh, wow, no kidding.
Congratulations to Natasha and Becca,
Woo!
Both picking up a pair of tickets for Charlie Crockett and Leon Bridges at the Hollywood Bowl on Thursday. And Natasha and Becca are also going to get a plus, and their plus ones. They're going to get a special meet and greet with Charlie Crockett. There's big doings here.
That's crazy.
On Friday on a Friday on the SoCal Sound. Okay, we also had to play some Johnny Cash. First of all, Johnny Cash sounds great coming out of Charlie Crockett, but we just watched this documentary that's airing on CW. It's called I Am Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, you always think of Johnny Cash as this huge icon, but it showed how his career really tanked. And he went from playing for thousands and thousands of people, and then later in life was just playing for hundreds. And it was Rick Rubin who really
Crazy.
Was like, hey, I want to work with you. Let's like sit in a living room and just go over your favorite songs.
Yeah.
And just see what comes out of it. And then Rick Rubin came up with the idea of Johnny covering Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails, Hurt.
Which was...
Yeah, and it a resurgence for Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
But it's kind of crazy. You know when you look at someone and you think, oh, their career was always great. He actually had some tough times.
Severe tough times.
And there was really great... I hate to ramble on and on, everybody. But there was a great a thing from Willie Nelson who said sometimes... So Johnny became like this international sensation.
Yeah.
You don't even have to watch the documentary because I'm just going to tell you all about it. He became this international sensation, but Willie Nelson said sometimes when that happens, you get too busy and you stop writing music because you're not living life.
Exactly.
You're just famous and busy.
Yeah.
So Willie Nelson said you got to take a break sometimes and live life to be able to come up with some of those juicy songwriting lyrics.
It's true. I mean, and who better than Willie Nelson to, by the way, to take some, you know, listen to him on some advice or some life experiences.
So it was very intriguing. So it's called I Am Johnny Cash, and I believe you can find that on the CW. So this is Friday on a Friday. Jason Friday joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
We play some tunes. We have a new 88.5 album dive that we're going to tease for next week.
Ooh.
Should we just do a teaser here? So it's one of our favorite bands. We've seen them live. They just came out with a new record today.
Oh.
You've heard a few of the tracks because they've kind of peppered out some singles.
Right.
But the full album is out. We're going to play a song that that's never been played on this station so far. It's coming up next as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Hey, it's Gary Calamar. Join me for a ride on the open road for adventurous pop music, both timely and timeless. It's every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on the SoCal Sound.
Support comes from Getty, presenting Off the 405, the Getty Center's annual outdoor summer concert series that's open to all, happening select Saturday nights starting in May from 6 till 9 p.m. with live music, galleries open late, and breathtaking sunset views, and presenting some of today's most exciting bands. You may view the full lineup, plan your visit, and make advanced reservations today at getty.edu.
The Local Music Spotlight is heard almost hourly on the station, playing local artists from SoCal, and is sponsored by the Getzman Group, a local company who provide interim finance and accounting professionals to a broad range of SoCal clients. And they're currently hiring career-minded people with 5 to 10 years of finance or accounting experience. More information can be found at GetzmanGroup.com. G-O-E-T-Z-M-A-N Group.com.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Subaru of Glendale as you gear up for your May road trips and Memorial Day escapes. From daily drives to weekend adventures, Subaru delivers all-terrain capability, Subaru safety, and technology to keep you moving with confidence. Subaru of Glendale is on Brand Boulevard just off the 5 and 134 freeways. More at SubaruofGlendale.com. That's SubaruofGlendale.com.
Stand Up to Cancer asked leading cancer researchers to speak about why they do their work.
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
It's Friday, I'm in love.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday on the SoCal Sound.
Still got time, honey, it's 4 a.m. and we're laughing in the gas station. Calling my name is the sweetest thing. Holding up a t-shirt says, God loves weirdos and damn, I'm still in love. Still got time, honey, it's 4 a.m. and we're laughing in the gas station. Calling my name is the sweetest thing. Holding up a t-shirt says, God loves weirdos and damn, I'm still in love.
That is brand new Mojoy. God Loves Weirdos is the new tune.
Whoa.
The new album, Hope We Have Fun, it just came out today. Actually, I guess in L.A., 9 p.m. last night, but midnight everywhere else on the East Coast. And it's very exciting to have a new Mojoy record. We are going to dig into that bad boy next week, our 88.5 album dive. So tune in all next week just after 12 noon to hear tracks off that record. I'm excited. We're going to be doing some driving this weekend. We're going to check out the new Mojoy record. Also, Matt Berninger just came out from the National. He's got a solo record that just came out today. I think Garbage, their new album may have just came out as well today. There's a lot. There's a lot happening. It's dropping like hotcakes, everybody. Okay, this is big news. We have the band Haim.
Yep.
They've got some new music. We've been playing the song Relationships, but we've got a live track right now because they are going to be on the air. They're going to be sitting right in this DJ seat tomorrow night. They are guest DJing. They are a one-night-only artist in residence tomorrow night, 6 to 7 p.m., right here on this radio station. And they just played Radio 1's Big Weekend 2025. That was last weekend. So this is a live track. I do want to remind everybody, by the way, Matt Pinfield's coming in today to talk with Mookie at 5 o'clock. He's been off the air since early January, coming back. So tune in at 5 o'clock. And then tomorrow, tune in at 6 p.m., for Haim taking over the radio, this is The Wire Live 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
You're gonna be okay. You know there's no rhyme or reason for the way you turned out to be. I didn't go and try to change my mind. God intention of me. I know it's hard to hear the saint, but I can't bear to stay. And I just know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay. Try to not to fake it, but I'm
in the Bible. Girl, it's so good. Don't know about you, but I am.
We need to cover that song so that we can just scream out, DeBaser! Live Pixies, 88.5.
SoCal Sound.
That was, I don't have the year handy, but that was in Indianapolis in June, sometime.
What year?
What kind of information is that? I know. It's Friday on a Friday. Welcome to your weekend. Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
We love honoring musicians, creating music right in our own backyard, our local music spotlight. I think we may have been playing Zoe Kilgren. It could be 2 years now. We started with
right.
Nick's song. There's been a few other tracks that have made it on the air. Magician. There is another new song. We saw the band play at El Cid, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then they also got to play Dodger Stadium. It was like women's night.
Right.
They got to play right inside of Dodger Stadium, which must have been really, really fun. I wonder if they got any free hot dogs.
No kidding. Free Zoe, food. You're killing it.
You get to stay for the game? That kind of, did you get to meet any of the players?
Oh, my. No.
When are we going to meet Dodgers? When are we meeting Dodger players?
It's so funny. We have so many connections, and that's one we don't have.
We need a Dodger connection. So, Zoe, please hook us up with all the Dodger players
please.
Now that you know them all. Let's get into this new song from Zoe Kilgren. It is called Girls in Skirts, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Even been.
facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
Vibra slap. That is Cake and Short Skirt Long Jackets. Coming out of Zoe Kilgren and Girls in Skirts. Boy, our show went by so fast. It's time to wrap it up.
I feel like I just got here.
That's right. It's already time to go.
I know.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour for Friday on a Friday. We had some big doings with our Charlie Crockett tickets that we gave today. They are gone.
Bye-bye.
Coming up at 5 p.m., Matt Pinfield is going to be walking through those doors. And if you guys know what a big deal that is, he's been off the air since early January. He is making his return. He's got a big announcement on Mookie's program at 5 p.m. We'll do a little, what do they call this, station business.
Right.
Chaim is our guest DJ tomorrow night, 6 to 7 p.m., a one-night-only artist in residency. Tune in as the ladies of Chaim, they play whatever they want. And they tell some stories. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
We were driving around last weekend, and first of all, we thought it was Saturday, but it was actually Sunday.
Yeah.
Because that whole holiday thing made us crazy.
I know.
Listening to Ty Taylor, who hosts Soul Sundays, 6 to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And we were really getting into his jams. Talk about some of the music, the style of music that he was playing. I guess every week he might do a different theme, but we were really getting into last week's show.
No, he was. I was. I mean, literally, it took us back to what, late 80s, early 90s, just like hip-hoppy, R&B, soulful music that I was touched by.
Touched by an angel, I think we said that before.
Literally, right. No, it was very fun. It was so cool. Tip of the cap, Ty Bird. That was really fun.
Tune into Ty's show every Sunday. He is on from 6 to 8, Soul Sundays with Ty Taylor. We've got Mookie coming up next. But okay, this is one of the songs that we were really having fun listening to that Ty played last weekend. His show archives on our website. You can find it at thesocalsound.org. Look at the on-air schedule and look for Sunday and you'll see his program and see all of the archives. Friday on a Friday also archives.
That is correct.
If you come in late or you miss a show, bam, you can go on our website and re-listen to it, which is really fun when you're driving around. Like I was saying, we're going to be bopping around town a lot this weekend, and you can just cruise onto our app or also our website and find some shows that are archived. It's a good time to catch up on some of them. All right, so have a great weekend. Take some time for yourself. Any shout-outs? A shout-out to Amanda, your cousin.
Yeah.
See her this weekend.
Love you, cuz.
Shout-out to Hudson.
Oh, yeah, Hudson. And the
Bird. Crew. And the crew.
Nate we'll Dogg, thanks for all your what you do. You do a lot. Love you, man.
All right, let's get into your song. Do you want to introduce this? This was your choice. It's fun.
It is. You know, this. I just remember when we got this record when I was younger, and I'm like, okay, this is good. This is En Vogue with... Oh, I'm not even going to say. I'll let it go. It's going to go.
Until next time, my pretty.
So good.
Don't you know I hang around?